Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 24th, and today is National Jukebox Day.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones? 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the road.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by R.S. Andrews. The new Gravel Springs Road interchange on I-85 opened yesterday. U.S. Representative Carolyn Bordeaux will face fellow Democratic Congresswoman Lucy McBath in a redrawn 7th District next year. State Representative Beth Moore planning to run for a new state Senate seat in western Gwinnett. Gwinnett officials are opening warming stations around the county. Snellville Police Department announces an Adventure Bags, Inc. partnership. And finally, Rotary Club of Duluth fulfilled $50,000 commitment to the Duluth Library.
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh?
100% probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Green screen trained to timeline.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leaks.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe.
You can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
As long as Mother Nature cooperates, residents of Northwest Gwinnett will have a new place to get on and off I-85 in the Buford area. Gwinnett County and state transportation officials opened the new interchange at I-85 and Gravel Springs Road this week. The long-talked-about interchange is expected to relieve traffic at the nearby Buford Drive exit, where the Mall of Georgia and the Exchange at Gwinnett are located. The project was funded with a mix of local, state, and federal funding. The interchange includes four new ramps from Gravel Springs Road to handling people entering and exiting I-85. It also includes turn lanes and traffic signals, sound barriers, and retaining walls. New traffic striping and overhead signs were recently installed along the interstate. U.S. Representative Carolyn Bordeaux will have to face one of her colleagues in the Democratic Party's primary next year if she wants to keep her seat in Congress. U.S. Representative Lucy McBath announced on Monday that she will run for the newly redrawn 7th Congressional District, putting her at odds with Bordeaux, who is also moving ahead with running for re-election to the seat. McBath currently represents the neighboring 6th Congressional District, but that district was redrawn to be heavily Republican, making McBath's chances of getting re-elected to that seat unlikely. What Representative McBath's decision to run in the 7th District means is that the district, which is now primarily made up of central and southern Gwinnett as well as Johns Creek, will be the epicenter of a big battle between two congresswomen that Democrats have worked hard since 2018 to put in office. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee alone put a lot of effort and energy into getting both women elected. Now the DCC has to choose sides in a primary battle between the women. State Representative Beth Moore will try to make the jump from the Georgia House of Representatives to the Georgia Senate next year. Moore, who served in the House since she was first elected in 2018, announced that she will run for one of Gwinnett's new seats in the Senate. The veteran legislator will run for the new Senate District 7, which encompasses western Gwinnett. Her decision to make the leap from the House to the Senate is one of the first changes in Gwinnett's legislative delegation to emerge after the districts for both chambers in the General Assembly were redrawn earlier this month. Gwinnett's Senate delegation will expand from 7 senators to 9 senators. Meanwhile, the Gwinnett House delegation will expand from 18 to 21 members, meaning Gwinnett County will be represented by a total of 30 legislators between the two chambers. The seat Moore will be running for includes parts of the cities of Norcross, Peachtree Corners, Lawrenceville, and Suwanee, as well as all of the cities of Berkeley Lake and Duluth. Gwinnett County officials announced on Monday that 5 warming stations will be open when overnight temperatures drop to or below freezing this winter. The warming stations effort was launched this week, but the stations will only be open when temperatures drop to 35 degrees or below overnight, serving homeless residents or people with heating problems at their homes who would otherwise be exposed to frigid temperatures. The warming stations announced this week will be located in the western, northern, southern, and central parts of the county. Each station will be open from 6 p.m. until 7 a.m. The warming stations will be located at Best Friends Park Gym at 6224 Jimmy Carter Boulevard in Norcross, Buford Senior Center at 2755 Sawney Avenue in Buford, Centerville Senior Center at 3075 Bethany Church Road in Snellville, Lawrenceville Senior Center at 225 Benson Street in Lawrenceville, and Shorty Howell Park Activity Building at 2750 Pleasant Hill Road in Duluth. A Gwinnett native and current MLB player will be the keynote speaker for a Mercer University baseball fundraiser. Here's Matt Golden with that story.
Shallow grad Kyle Lewis, a Seattle Mariners outfielder, will be this keynote speaker at Mercer University's First Pitch Classic on February 3rd at the school's Hawkins Arena. The event, a fundraiser for the Mercer baseball program, features a 5:30 autograph session followed by a 7 p.m. dinner. For reservations or more information, please email firstpitchclassic@mercer.edu. Kyle Lewis, the 2020 American League Rookie of the Year, is the most decorated student athlete in Mercer history. He won the 2016 Golden Spikes Award as the top amateur baseball player in the country and was drafted in the first round of the MLB draft at number 11, making him the highest drafted player in Southern Conference history. In his final collegiate season, Kyle hit .395 with 20 home runs, 72 RBIs, and 66 walks, along with 70 runs and a .535 on-base percentage. The two-time SoCon Player of the Year was a first-team All-American and the Baseball America and America Baseball Coaches Association National Player of the Year. For the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at psponline.com. That's psponline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
The Snellville Police Department recently announced its partnership with a nonprofit that provides book bags filled with overnight essentials and comfort items to children who are in crisis. The bags are donated to agencies that serve children across the state at no charge. Adventure Bags, Inc. book bags not only comfort a child who's in a situation that's beyond their control, but are also used as a tool for the agencies, foster homes, shelters, etc. that take in these children and or families to use as a relationship builder and to help them get through the first 24 to 48 hours. Adventure Bags, Inc. was founded in October of 2011 and since has served over 40,000 children across Georgia, partnering with over 150 agencies and has served children in 147 counties in the state. The Rotary Club of Duluth officially fulfilled a $50,000 commitment last week to augment the Duluth Library's state-of-the-art children's room. During their weekly meeting last week, the club presented a check for $10,000, the final of five installments made over 5 years, to Jason DeFranco, a Duluth Rotarian, who serves as the Director of Development and Community Relationships for the Gwinnett County Public Library. By spreading out the payments, which started before the new library's construction began, the 50-member club devised an affordable way to make a meaningful impact on children's literacy in their community. Multiple grants from the Rotary District provided further assistance. Promoting education and literacy is among Rotary International's fundamental areas of focus, which is why Duluth Rotary and clubs worldwide champion reading programs. And now, there are hundreds of churches and houses of worship in and around Gwinnett. Each week on the podcast, we take the time to highlight one of them.
My name is Jeff Coleman, and I'm the senior pastor at Sugar Hill United Methodist Church, or as we like to call this place, the Church on the Hill.
And I'm Sarah Hobbs. I am the manager of missions here at Church on the Hill.
Well, I appreciate y'all joining me on the podcast. Tell me, in what specific ways is the church helping out in the community?
A lot of ways, actually. We currently feed over 250 local children every single week, all year long. These are all children that live within 2 miles of our church campus. We also oversee, in partnership with some other organizations, a homeless free food and hygiene pantry in the local branch of the Gwinnett County Public Library. We also offer low-cost English as a second language classes, just to name a few.
Sarah is the one who knows more about our engagement in the community than probably anybody else who serves on staff. All things in terms of reaching our community, I mean, I point them to Sarah Hobbs.
And what is a service like there at the Church on the Hill?
You're going to find two different services on a Sunday morning. The first service is 9:30. It's in our chapel complex, and it's more of a traditional style service. And so it's more of a hymn based. It's a little bit more formal in its approach, but yet it's still sort of approachable. And I would say still has a relaxed feel. The second service you're going to find 11 o'clock is going to be in the worship center. It's a larger room, more of an auditorium style, and it's more of a modern service. And so it's going to feature a band, and it's going to feature, you know, drums and guitar and that kind of thing. But again, the teaching is the same. Again, you know, there's no dress up or dress down. It's whatever you find comfortable. And so we just simply say, come check us out. But here's what's really cool, Jeremy, is through the season of December, going into the end of November and then into December, we've got a really special service opportunity. We're doing a series called The Redemption of Scrooge. And so we're going to take a look at Dickens' classic work, The Christmas Carol. And so it's going to be an immersive worship experience. We're basically going to transform the auditorium-style seating area into Victorian England. And so it's really going to be something to experience and something to see. So, again, that's only through the course of December. But, man, we'd love to see you here on the Hill.
And if somebody wants to find out more information about the church and that service, that type of service, and also the things that Sarah talked about with what you're doing in the community, where can they find that information?
Check us out. Check us out online. You can go to onthehill.life. That's it. It's got all the information you're going to want to know about services or serve or the way we serve in the community or other happenings here on and off the Hill.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW. Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.